From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas and threatening the U.S. coast. It is expected to hit Florida and then move up the eastern U.S. coast to Georgia and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning that the extremely dangerous storm could have potentially disastrous impact. The government of Haiti, meanwhile, has announced that the death toll from Matthew has risen past 260. A senior UN official warns that eastern Aleppo could be obliterated by Christmas unless Russia and Syria halt the relentless bombing there. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says eastern Aleppo's 275,000 people are hanging on by a thread, and the ability of the city to survive the constant aerial bombardment of the past few weeks is in doubt. He warns Aleppo may be totally destroyed if the battering continues over the next 2.5 months. He says thousands of people will be killed and many wounded. He says thousands of others may flee and become refugees. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Meanwhile, a Russian defense ministry spokesman warned the United States against launching airstrikes on Syrian army positions, saying those could be a threat to Russian military personnel. He pointed out that the two Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missiles. In Washington, a State Department official said, despite the warning, the United States will continue holding deliberations about military options in Syria. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next UN Secretary General by acclamation. It adopted a resolution recommending him to the General Assembly. This is VOA News.